These are the latest Manchester City headlines. Coming up, we have some transfer talk. We will start, though, with the thoughts of Pep Guardiola, and he is convinced that Manchester City will improve after a disappointing 2-0 defeat at Tottenham over the weekend. That result leaves City 8 points off the pace in the battle for this season's Premier League title. They're down in 11th spot with 12 points on the board, but this is what Guardiola's had to say. It's my responsibility to lift them and give them everything possible. Everything is going to solve. We have scored in two seasons more than 100 goals. 80 or 90% of the players are the same, especially up front. We have lost Leroy Sané, but Leroy didn't play last season as he was injured and we scored 100 goals. Football is like this. Sometimes one season is different to another one. You have to find that moment. We'll find a little bit the way we play. We're going to get better. On now to news of a potential new deal for Gabriel Jesus, and City are keen to tie him down to a long-term deal with significantly improved wages. Of course, Sergio Aguero's time at City probably coming to an end. And now the club are keen to tie down Jesus to a long-term deal. That doesn't mean, though, that they won't sign a replacement should Aguero move on. And the latest reports claim that Guardiola has told City officials he wants to sign Harry Kane from Tottenham Hotspur. Guardiola was an admirer of the 27-year-old before his performance against Man City at the weekend, of course, but now he has decided that he wants him as a member of his squad, although Kane does still have 3.5 years remaining on his current contract at Spurs, and there will be competition as well, so signing him won't be straightforward.